Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending May 29th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaica Department of Corrections receives funds from UNICEF. The Department of Correctional Services in Jamaica has received $1 million from UNICEF Jamaica to assist with the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization, United Nations Children's Fund Jamaica, provided the money for preparations in juvenile institutions. The department says the funds will be used to obtain personal protective equipment for correctional officers, as well as other medical supplies and equipment required to address the needs of medical and other corrections personnel during the pandemic. Entertainment groups cannot help artists with visa problems. Entertainment groups like the Jamaica Federation of Musicians and Affiliated Unions, JFMAU, and the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, JARIA, report that they have no power to help reggae and other artists regain visas or work permits that have been revoked. Some artists, including Bounty Killer, have been without a United States visa for some time. According to Rory Frankson, chair of the COVID-19 response at JFMAU, there is nothing the organizations can do about visas or work permits, as these consular services are controlled by the Foreign Secretary's rules and procedures. This week's Caribbean news. Spirit Airlines takes action to repatriate U.S. citizens from Haiti. Economy airline Spirit Airways is working with officials for authorization to provide a flight from Port-au-Prince in Haiti to Fort Lauderdale, Florida on June 2, 2020. The flight is designed to return American citizens who want to go back to the U.S. According to the U.S. Embassy, it is unaware of any flights from Haiti to the U.S. after the June 2nd date or of any future flights on that route being authorized. Those U.S. citizens who do not want to be on the currently available flights may be forced to stay outside of the U.S. for an extended period of time.
It's time you started hydrating right with Grace Coconut Water. It's a refreshing wave of cool hydration in every sip. No sugar added. Grab one today and drink in the benefits. Hydrate right with Grace Coconut Water.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Judge born in Jamaica appointed to Supreme Court in Florida. Jamaican-born Judge Renatha Francis has been named to serve on the Florida Supreme Court, the first Jamaican to be appointed to that position. Judge Francis, who is originally from St. Catherine in Jamaica, currently serves as a circuit judge in Palm County, Florida. Judge Francis spent her formative years in Portmore and was a student at St. Hugh's High School. She graduated from the University of the West Indies in 2001, then went on to study at the Florida Coastal School of Law. She will move into her new role later in 2020. This week's business news. Oil firm seeks new partner to continue project in Jamaica. The United Oil and Gas Limited firm, the minority partner in the search for commercial quantities of oil off the shores of Jamaica, wants to keep looking for a partner in the face of the departure of Tullow Oil, which had been the major partner in the deal. United told Jamaica's authorities that it would like to explore its options for continuing what it believes to be a transformative license. This week's arts and entertainment news. National Gallery to present virtual Last Sundays program. The National Gallery of Jamaica will present its Last Sundays program virtually on YouTube and Instagram for the first time on the weekend of May 29, 2020. The virtual presentation will feature Tribe Sankoff and the ongoing exhibition Jamaica, Jamaica. The program, which began to mark Reggae Month in February, closes on June 28th and was originally launched at the Philharmonie de Paris in 2017. It follows the development of Jamaican music and its various genres. Now for this week's sports news. Rumors sparked by Fraser Price training separately from MVP mates. Since Jamaican Olympic champion Pocket Rocket, Shelly Ann Fraser Price, was seen training separately from her MVP clubmates, rumors have arisen questioning whether the athlete has switched coaches and camps for what is expected to be her final Olympic appearance, which is scheduled for the Tokyo 2020 Games. She's reportedly training with Reynaldo Walcott at Jamaica's National Stadium, while other MVP athletes train at the Stadium East facility. Management representatives for Fraser Price have not provided answers to questions about this situation to date. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturday mornings from 11 a.m. until midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.